It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The UW Board of Regents recently passed a plan to eliminate UW-Milwaukee's College of General Studies, citing financial pressures. The college was formed when UW-Milwaukee integrated the Waukesha and Washington County branch campuses in 2018.
The closure means layoffs for almost 36 tenured faculty. That's a first-of-its-kind move for the system. Since tenure protections were changed almost 10 years ago, only one tenured faculty member has been removed under the policy change.
Kathleen Dolan is a distinguished professor of political science at UW-Milwaukee and elected chair of the UW-Milwaukee Faculty Senate, which voted on the plan when it was proposed early this month. Kathy, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Sure, happy to be here.
Well, this is the first big layoff of tenured faculty in the UW system since the tenure protections changed about a little over around a decade ago. Can you give a sense of the mood among faculty members at UW-Milwaukee as this new school year kicks off after these big cuts were approved?
Well, you know, I would say that no one is happy about what happened last week. No one wanted to get to that point. I think what faculty here feel as much as anything else, besides sympathy for our College of General Studies colleagues, of course, is that faculty were put in a pretty difficult position by a series of things that have occurred in our state over the last 9 or 10 years, one of which you referred to in the 2015-2016 changes to tenure and changes to the sort of role of faculty on the UW campuses. But it is also, the current situation is also exacerbated by the 10 years of tuition freeze that we experienced, the sort of pretty dramatic underfunding of the UW system to which President Rothman refers repeatedly, how we sit at 43rd in the nation in funding our system. So we've got financial difficulties, financial realities, we've got enrollment challenges, and all of those things, sort of came to a head in this situation.
And you've said elsewhere you don't love this decision, but given the circumstances you outlined, in effect, this was the best of other bad options. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. So when the two-year campuses were attached to four-year campuses back in 2018, I think the hope at that point from then System President Ray Cross was that attaching the two-year schools to the four-year schools would give the two-year schools some financial stability, perhaps some assistance with enrollment problems. Because it is important to note that the two-year UW campuses have been experiencing enrollment declines for years, and certainly before they were attached to four-year campuses. But the funding from the state, wasn't necessarily as robust as it could have been. Enrollment declines continued. There appeared to be a real softening in the state among students wanting a two-year degree or a place to start a four-year degree. And we had a situation by the time President Rothman had ordered us to close both the Washington County and then the Waukesha campuses. We have very clear evidence that the enrollment at those two-year campuses had declined 65% over the last 10 or 12 years. And along with that was not an accompanying decrease in the instructional staff. So we were left with a situation back in March, when Waukesha was closed, where we had 46 faculty who were attached to the College of General Studies. And given the price point of tuition at the two-year schools, which is half of that of the four-year schools, and given the precipitous enrollment declines, the College of General Studies and those two campuses just became financially non-viable. And then, the same situation exists on the four-year campuses. I mean, we know that there are four-year campuses in the UW system who are in pretty significant financial and enrollment difficulties. And the ability of our UWM main campus to absorb, a large number of additional faculty when we have been undergoing budget cuts here and haven't hired many faculty here in many years, just wasn't possible.
Do you worry about a potential precedent here with this larger layoff of tenured faculty if in a few years, well, maybe a department needs to go, English or political science or something like that, is judged to be no longer of interest, that faculty who are at UW-Milwaukee or other institutions now could be facing a similar situation in the future?
The possibility always existed, even before last Thursday, because it is the changes in tenure and in the policies at the Board of Regents back in 2015 and 2016 that allowed Thursday to happen. What we're seeing now is the fruit, you know, coming to bear of all of the underfunding of the campuses. So again, the tuition freeze and the underfunding doesn't help. Do I worry that this will happen again? Yes, of course I do. I worry that enrollment declines will continue. We are seeing in the state of Wisconsin, among the high school students who go to college, fewer of them are going to UW campuses than they used to. So we have a double-edged problem here. One is that there are fewer high school students projected to be in Wisconsin. And then at the UW system, we're seeing fewer of those college-going students coming to UW campuses. So the campus is challenged and the system is challenged. And it might be the case where we have, you know, precipitous declines in some fields. But I think if the political science department saw a 65% decline in its enrollments over a 10 or 15 year period, people would rightly ask, if you've had 65% decline in your enrollments, do you need all 16 of your faculty? And I don't love that idea and I don't love that argument. But we are no different as faculty in some ways than any other set of employees. And we lose sight of the 60 staff and other employees at Waukesha and Washington County that lost their jobs already because they don't have tenure protections. So we live in a market economy and we live in a capitalist society where when there is not demand for certain work, businesses lay people off. And this is the first time that has happened to faculty. But quite honestly, while I understand all of the importance of tenure, I'm not sure that faculty are different or special or better than people in other categories of employment.
Do you see a way to maybe sell the UW system to Wisconsin students to get to raise that percentage back up to where more of those college-bound Wisconsin people, like kids and grownups, I guess, consider UW system schools?
Well, I think there are a couple of different approaches we could take. I think that the conversation in the state and in the state legislature, particularly about the UW system, has not been friendly to creating a positive atmosphere in the minds of some Wisconsin residents toward us. I think that we have shifted in the last 10 or 15 years from a state that deeply valued the UW system and its campuses to a state where many of our leaders try to disavow us on a daily basis. And so I think that if our political and social and cultural climates in the state could change so that people would be more open to understanding the value that UW campuses bring and not reflexively falling back on political arguments, I think that could help turn things around. You know, the 13 four-year schools in the UW system provide an excellent high-quality education to every student. And there's no reason that fewer Wisconsin residents should be attending campuses. I think the other thing that's an important piece is that there are more than 700,000 adults in Wisconsin who have some college education but do not have a degree. And I think that part of, you know, economic renewal and individual level opportunity is for the UW system to find ways to be a place where more adults could finish a degree and perhaps move on in their own individual careers as they move forward. So I think there are ways that we can reconnect to the state and its residents. And I think that starts with having a Board of Regents and a system president and a legislature that value us and can make that argument to the public.
We'll leave it there. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That was Kathleen Dolan, Distinguished Professor of Political Science at UW-Milwaukee and elected chair of the UW-Milwaukee Faculty Senate. Nicholas Fleischer is with us now for another perspective on the tenured faculty layoffs. He's an associate professor of linguistics at UW-Milwaukee and president of the Wisconsin Conference of the American Association of University Professors. Nicholas, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You've raised concerns about the layoffs, including that you say other avenues weren't explored as well as they could have been. What kind of things do you have in mind?
Yeah, so this is something that's been raised by a number of the affected faculty in the College of General Studies and also by members of the Faculty Senate at UWM. So other avenues would include various kinds of positions on the main campus in Milwaukee at UWM that might be available, and also staffing some of the programs that are going to be coming from the College of General Studies into the main campus. And so those are, you know, what many of the CGS faculty who are affected have said is that, you know, there may well be some plausible opportunities there. Moreover, the university is required by state law to explore to the best of their abilities, finding those kinds of opportunities for laid off faculty. And so the concern is that the university has kind of not fulfilled its duty on that score.
As we've heard, there was this rule change in tenure, this law change. This is the first time we've really seen it take effect, apart from one professor in one case since then. Are you worried now that this layoff of a few dozen tenured faculty sets a precedent for future financial crunches at UW-Milwaukee and elsewhere in the system?
Yeah, that is a major concern. So it's the first time we've seen something like this in Wisconsin. It's not the first time that something like this has happened nationally. In the last couple of years, there have been a number of high-profile cases. One, you know, very concerning one was at West Virginia University, which is a flagship campus that closed a bunch of programs and laid off a large number of tenured faculty there. But it's the first time we've seen something like this in Wisconsin. It's the first major use of this new policy that was changed back in 2015, 2016. And so, yes, in an environment where the budget for the UW system and for individual campuses, especially outside of Madison, budget situations are still very dire at most campuses, certainly including Milwaukee. There's a real concern that these kinds of, budget-driven program reductions and layoffs could happen again.
Are you and your colleagues at UW-Milwaukee who aren't affected by this layoff concerned, worried that your department could be next?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a major worry for people. You know, there's any number of departments that are small that could be vulnerable. And just in general, the concern is that, you know, this kind of layoff through program closure is something that, you know, according to national standards that are put out by the American Association of University Professors, the AAUP, which is the kind of, you know, standard, you know, major standards organization and advocacy organization in this area in the United States, these kinds of program closures are supposed to be done for educational reasons, right? So if there's a program whose kind of educational time has passed, or, you know, that's been kind of superseded by new developments, you know, in that field, then, you know, that might be the kind of situation where a program could be closed down and faculty could be let go because of that. But what we're seeing now is program closures that are really strongly tied to budget reasons, and where there's almost no pretense at all that there's a good educational reason for closing down the program. And that's a major concern.
The argument is, though, that economic realities really do face universities. Enrollment might go down, state support might go down, and costs go up. The economic reality is sometimes there have to be cuts, and maybe tenure shouldn't be a force field against those cuts if there's really this fundamental economic need for that change. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's a danger of viewing the economic situation of the universities as a kind of force of nature rather than as the consequence of a set of particular political choices, right? Wisconsin currently has the largest budget surplus it's ever had. Nonetheless, the state support to the university system has really stagnated. Outside of UW-Madison, things are very dire. Madison has all kinds of revenue streams that the other campuses in the system do not, and so they have been relatively insulated from these kinds of budget problems. But yeah, I would say that these kinds of budget challenges are tied to the specific political choices we've made about how to fund public higher ed. And those are choices that could be made differently and that could be changed if there was the political will to do so.
You had called at some points for UW-Milwaukee's chancellor to reconsider this proposal. Well, now it's gone through the regents. Do you have any hope that there could be yet another look at this that could come up with a different outcome?
So I think the institutional channels for doing that have run their course, you know, both at UW-Milwaukee and at the Board of Regents. But there are some external channels that I think the affected faculty are going to pursue. And those include making an appeal to the American Association of University Professors, right, the national office of the AAUP, which, you know, may be asked to open an academic freedom and tenure investigation on the basis of this case. And there may be some legal remedies that affected faculty may pursue as well on the basis of those reappointment rights that exist for them in state law.
I talked to one of your colleagues earlier who said, in effect, not wild about this decision, but given the realities of funding from the legislature, it might be the best of bad options. But I think you and many of your colleagues, whatever you think of this decision, agree on what you were saying earlier, that you'd like to see more support from the state legislature so you don't face situations like this. How would you make that case to the public, to state lawmakers, that they might want to revisit the budget, look at the request for an increase from the UW Board of Regents?
Sure. So, you know, to me, this all goes back to the Wisconsin idea, right? This idea that the university system is supposed to bring the benefits of higher education, you know, public higher education and university research and teaching to everyone in the state. And the Wisconsin idea is very much about bringing that to people where they are. And I think the thing that should really concern people in Wisconsin is that we have seen a kind of retreat from that commitment. You've seen in the news over the last few years that a number of the two-year campuses of the former UW colleges have been shut down all around the state. And we hear this from legislators. Sometimes we even hear it from members of the Board of Regents that there's concern about program duplication, right? So do we need to have a political science program in Eau Claire and also in Green Bay? Or do we need to, you know, can campuses specialize? That kind of discussion, it makes sense from a kind of, you know, business efficiency standpoint. It does not make sense from an educational standpoint, because the point of the public higher education system is to bring those things to people where they are. And that has been the historical strength of the UW system. And that is what we are unfortunately, and to my mind, very concerningly retreating from right now under our current legislative leadership and board leadership in the system.
Nick, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Nicholas Fleischer is an associate professor of linguistics at UW-Milwaukee, president of the Wisconsin chapter of the American Association of University Professors. Earlier, we spoke with Kathleen Dolan, distinguished professor of political science at UW-Milwaukee and the elected chair of the UW-Milwaukee Faculty Senate.